Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson told supporters in Wyville Tuesday that the lack of leadership in Raleigh has slowed disaster response in western North Carolina. The Republican candidate for governor spoke to a crowd of around 125 people at Dale Seafood. Robinson said Democrat leadership in Raleigh, especially Governor Roy Cooper and Attorney General Josh Stein, have failed the people of the state. Robinson and Stein, of course, are vying for the state's top office. We'll have video of Robinson's speech on our website later today. The Columbus County Agricultural Fair kicked off yesterday and runs through Sunday at the fairgrounds. It's the 41st year for the Columbus County Fair. This year's event features the return of the Fair Queen pageants, of course the Midway, the Arts and Crafts competitions, the Demolition Derby, the Baby Derby, the livestock shows, and there's live entertainment every single night. Today is the last day that you can bring your Hurricane Helene relief supplies to the Black's Tire truck that's located at the fair gate. County commissioners on Monday approved the expansion of the Gregg Track development in southern Columbus County. Gary Lanier of County Economic Development and Planning Office explained that the project has been expanded by a total of 370 acres. The new acreage will allow for larger lot sizes and less density. Social workers and the sheriff's office are investigating after an infant died from injuries they said were consistent with extreme abuse. The child was taken to Columbus Regional on Friday. She was non-responsive at the time and suffering from cardiac arrest. The child was airlifted to Cape Fear Valley Hospital, where she later passed. A second infant, in another case, is recovering from a broken bone and an infection. Medical personnel also found cocaine in the infant child's system. He's currently in Nova, New Hanover, after having been transferred from McLeod Lawrence. Charges have not been filed in either case. See these stories on our website for more information. One man is dead and another was injured after they apparently shot each other in the Farmers Union community just after 9 p.m. Saturday. Anthony Marcus Lee Jr. and Harry Lane Hardy Jr. were shot at a home on Timber Creek Trail. Hardy was dead when deputies arrived. Deputies provided emergency first aid to Lee until EMS got to the scene. There's a lot of local hands helping out with cleanup and recovery from Hurricane Helene in western North Carolina, and you can still help. Reverend David Heller of the Columbus Baptist Association said the emphasis right now is on warm clothing and cleaning supplies. Temperatures will drop to the 40s and even the 30s in some hurricane-stricken areas this week. New and slightly used blankets, coats, jackets, scarves, hoodies, and hats for men, women, and children are being collected for shipment as quickly as possible. Cleaning and muck-out supplies are also desperately needed. Donations can be dropped off by the CBA office in Wyville, the former Quality Ford dealership in Wyville, the Sheriff's Office, and most area law enforcement and fire departments. We're also accepting donations of warm clothes and blankets at the Columbus County News Office. That's at 1015 South Madison Street in Wyville, between 10 and 3 daily. Western Prom Baptist Church is going to have homecoming dinner on the ground Sunday after the 10:30 a.m. service. Remember, they have services at 8:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays. Transformation Church and Milk Before Meat Ministries has a busy month ahead. Sunday is Family Fun Day at Wyville's Nolan Park. They're going to start with a worship service at 10 a.m. After that, there'll be music, food, and games. Transformation is also holding a sidewalk service October 20th at 6 p.m. in the alleyway in downtown Wyville. Everyone is welcome. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.